IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with volcanoes. Did you know that the name volcano was derived from the Greek word and Roman word for god of fire? His name was Vulcan. Now, most of you Star Trek fans out there will immediately remember Dr. Spock being from the planet Vulcan. However, today we are talking about something a little more closer to home. We are talking about volcanoes on our planet, and in particular, a group of people called lava chasers. They are people who actively seek out volcanoes that are about to erupt and head towards them. They travel all over the world identifying which volcanoes are about to explode, and then they watch them. Most of us would be running away from an exploding volcano or pray that we are nowhere near when it erupts. However, these brave souls are the reason we have such spectacular pictures and data on volcanoes. I remember climbing and hiking Mount Kilimanjaro, which is a dormant volcano in Africa. It is the highest point in Africa. And on the way, I was imagining what would I do if the volcano suddenly woke up. Would I be able to run down in time? Impossible. It would probably take me 2 days just to run down. It is that huge. But it would have been a perfect sight if I was far away. Today, I want to talk about becoming a lava chaser in our real lives. And in particular, our relationships with our friends and family. Very often, someone in our immediate circle gets triggered by something. They either explode in anger, or start crying, or start screaming. Each person explodes in their own way. They are like a volcano that is erupting. And just like in a volcano, the pressure inside has built up over time and is now exploding. Most humans also keep things buried and have that pressure build up over time. Then, when you least expect it, it explodes. Now, most of us have the same reaction when something is exploding or someone is exploding in front of us. We do two things. The first is we try and quieten them down by saying, "Shh, don't cry, just breathe, relax, okay, don't get angry." And let me ask you, has this ever worked? If someone tells you to relax while you're bubbling with anger or sadness, do you automatically relax? No, of course not. It is the worst thing that you can do to someone. It will only make the person more angry. It's like jumping in the volcano and trying to make it quieten down. It's not going to work. You're just going to get burnt. So never try and suppress a person when they are angry. It's like suppressing a volcano. The other instinctive thing to do is to run away. Flee from the scene. However, that does not work either, because the volcano is going to go off no matter what. If it is someone we love, we need to be next to them to support them in the good times and the bad. Running away is not the answer either. Instead, we need to be like the lava chasers. We need to stand at a safe distance and just watch that volcano erupt. There is nothing that we can do about it. Just observe them. You will see that there is beauty in the anger too. Just like there is beauty in the volcano, it is dangerous and beautiful. Just being there with the person is the best thing that you can do. Don't try and ease their pain. Allow them to feel. Don't try and shush them or offer solutions. Just be with them. That is the secret of being fully present when someone is being totally vulnerable with you. Go to a safe space and then be there for them. When I made this a habit, my life changed. I no longer ran away from such situations. I stayed present with the person, and I saw the beauty in that. My relationships improved. I could be a better friend, a better partner, and ultimately a better person. So the next time your friend is behaving like a volcano, remember this episode and just sit with them and observe. Be with them. Hold space. If you enjoyed this episode, I want you to do two things. Share it with three people. One, and make sure that you're subscribed. We also have a YouTube channel called The Habit Coach Awesome 180. You can check out snippets there. You can also follow IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And if you want to follow me, I am at Ashton Doc on Twitter, Instagram, and everywhere else. You can also explore my books, One Habit a Day, The Book of Good Habits for Kids, and Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. Or if you prefer online courses, they're all available on my website. I am Ashton Doctor, your habit coach.